There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Thank you for joining us. It is straight up top of the hour, wherever you're sitting. 63 in the green so far prior to opening on the Dow today. We're going to be talking in this next hour to Luke Adler. It's going to be interesting to see how this interview goes, because he says that he doesn't necessarily call them bad guys or good guys. He has another name for them. I think that's interesting. We'll talk to him in just a little bit. Let's go to Craig in Florida. Craig, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Joyce. Well, first of all, I want to pat myself on the back a little bit, and I think I helped out a few of your listeners. About a year or so ago, I called your show and told you about a stock that was like in 40 cents a share.
Right.
Now it got it close to five, just when they pulled back with the Chinese market, but it's close to $3 now. It's CBAK.
Really?
That's one. Yeah.
Okay. Now, let me just ask you: Do you deal in the stock market professionally?
No. I just dabble in it myself. I spend all day doing that, so I research stocks, and I'm usually pretty good at it. And I just wanted to, being that one worked out pretty well. Hopefully, they took my advice. I got one more for you guys to look at it. It's pulled back now with all the crap that's going on, but they expect this, and through my analysis, I expect this to be the next Apple of China. And it's called, mark this down, Joyce, and it's actually under $1 a share right now. And they expect this thing to eventually skyrocket. Not tomorrow, but down the road, if you guys, it's cheap enough, you can just buy it and hold it. And it's called, the stock symbol is CNTF. It's Charlie, Nancy, Tom, Frank. And just mark that one down, and just put that in your basket and hold on to it for a while. And I'm invested in that myself, by the way.
You know, can we legally give stock tips anymore? It seems like there's a law against everything.
I'm not a broker or nothing.
I know, but it seems like there's a law against everything. So I'm thinking,
who knows? Well, yeah. You know, if they try to close you down, Joyce, I'll come to your defense. By the way, you know, you were talking about the thing going on with Chrysler and whatnot. Now, they have to cough up, what, $2.5 billion now in a buyback?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what I heard?
Well, I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Now, What I want to ask you, Joyce, is being everything is computerized, what happens when you get all these computer nerds start firing off all these airbags and all these various cars and you're going down the road?
Or shutting the engine off or fill in the blank.
Yeah, but imagine having all your, you know, a lot of these cars have airbags not just in the steering wheel and the pad, but they get them on the side, on the top, everywhere. Imagine if your whole car goes, all the airbags go off in your car.
You know,
and you're going 70 miles an hour down the road?
And with all the hacking that goes on, what if the bad guys from China wanted to just implode the United States all of a sudden by airbags?
Exactly. The bad guys can literally break the backs of this country by demolishing all our cars.
Yeah. One simple thing.
Then what are you going to do on all these callbacks and recalls? They're going to go out of business. All our car companies will go out of business.
I mean, there's so much that could happen as a result of hacking.
So, you know what I think the solution would be?
What?
Get rid of the airbags and get rid of the computers and go back to the old days.
Absolutely, but it's not going to happen. But you're right. It should. And what's going to happen with aircraft? And, you know, what happens when they start hacking aircraft?
It doesn't stop, does it?
Mm-mm.
It's a really scary thought when you think about it, but, you know, and if they do fix the problem on these things or shield them, you know these guys have ways of getting around it. You know, it's a countermeasure, you know?
Well, it seems like the hackers are smarter than the hackees, you know?
Yeah, it's a terrible thing. But anyway, keep your eye on that CNTF, Joyce, and put, mark it down and just put it on your screen somewhere.
Okay, I would say that going from 40 cents to $3 is unbelievable in this day and age. That is awesome. Well, thank you.
Well, hopefully on CNTF, they expect that thing to go a lot higher than that.
Thanks for the information.
Bye.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Craig.
see, you even get stock tips. Now, we give no economic advice here on this program, just to let you all know. This is for your educational and entertainment purposes only. We're going to be talking to a former Deputy U.S. Marshal, he is now retired, Luke Adler, in this next hour. and I'll give you a chance to ask him questions, too. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. 3-minute break. This is Joyce Riley and the Power Hour.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so very much for joining us today. It's all about the truth, and that's what we're after. And if we have to go after the sacred cows, we go after the sacred cows. Because it's all about the truth, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care what it is, just tell me the truth. I'm so tired of being lied to. Well, joining us today is author of a book called Chasing Bandits. He is a St. Louis, Missouri native. Luke Adler is the product, he says, of a dysfunctional home environment. And it taught him a lot of things. It also made him dangerously close to going on the street and becoming maybe one of the bandits himself. He left home at the age of 14, joined the Marines, attended the U.S. Navy Dive School in San Diego. He got his parachute wings also, honorably discharged from the Marine Corps. He worked as a professional diver. He entered federal service in 1962, transferred to the Marshal Service. Graduated with top honors at USMS Basic Training, awarded Distinguished Honor Graduate, Top Shooter, 500 Club, and became a Deputy U.S. Marshal, retired from that, and he joins us today to talk about his book, Chasing Bandits. Thank you so much, Luke, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Well, thank you, Joyce. Thanks for having me. It's good to be with you.
Well, I'm your neighbor here. I happen to live in Versailles, Missouri.
You're just down the road.
Not hardly. Boy, I mean, we don't ever go to the big city very often, and we just get overwhelmed when we go there. But anyway, I'm glad to have you join us today.
But let me ask you, before we start off, Joyce, are you a Royals fan or a Cardinal Nation?
I am neither.
I just don't
do sports. It's terrible. I don't do sports. I really don't. I mean, I'm a quilter, and anytime I've got, that's what I'm doing. So, you know, that puts me in a certain category right there. But I just don't do sports. But for the interest of the audience, you are what kind of fan?
Oh, Cardinal Nation. Absolutely.
All right. Yeah, I'm kind of in the middle here. I'm you know, getting trouble either way. But be that as it may, let's talk about your background. You said that you came from a dysfunctional family. You might have ended up on the street being as bad as some of the bad guys that you used to chase. But for some reason, you didn't. Let's talk about that reason or what it was that inspired you not to go in that direction.
Well, it's a good question. I think guardian angels, for one, good Lord, watch it out for me. But decisions, how we make decisions, choices we make in our lives, et cetera. You know, I found myself out on the street at a young age, 14 years old, traveled with the carnival for a couple of seasons, and you learn a lot. I was able to stay out of trouble, work hard, earn a little bit of money, take care of myself. And then you watch and you see on the carnival at that time especially, there were a lot of characters, we'll say, not unlike the island of misfit toys. And there were some people there who were running from the law, quite frankly, and made poor choices in their lifestyle, basically. And they came on the carnival to kind of hide in plain sight, if you would, from troubles that they had in areas and whatnot. So I learned young age, you know what, I don't want to end up like this. And it's about making wise choices.
So you moved sort of the other end of the spectrum. You became involved in a special operations SWAT team for 7 years. The raid, you were involved in Operation Just Cause, Panama raids to seize military dictator Manuel Noriega, prison riots in Atlanta, Georgia, Ruby Ridge. We want to talk about that standoff. You were involved in that.
Right.
And you were involved in the FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force. So you were on the other side of this. Now, were you on, do you feel at this point, and this is a very direct question, but do you feel like you were on the good guy's side all that time?
I do, in the fact that basically you have to take yourself out of the mix, as it were. We're still, you know, before I was a member of the Marshals Service and those special operations and all that, I was a taxpayer and a patriot and an American, and we are a nation of laws. And so you have to look, the government doesn't always do things correctly, and it's not this ambiguous government organization. It's individuals, it's people that get into those positions that make bad choices, even in their official capacity. So basically, you set yourself aside from that, and you think, you know what, we are a nation of laws. And if we don't have laws and we don't follow those laws, then chaos reigns. And you'll see sometimes, you know, like right now with some government municipalities and things set themselves above the law and provide sanctuary for people. And you have to look at it and think, well, you know what? What are they providing them sanctuary for? It's sanctuary from law, from federal laws. So when you ask, you know, was I part of the good guys? I think I was. The government didn't always make good choices, and people in the government didn't always do things correctly. But I think I helped keep chaos at bay. That's what law enforcement does, really. We're kind of the hem in the fabric that keeps the fabric of society from being torn apart. Does that make sense?
Well, it does, from your perspective. I think sometimes, though, that the government causes and creates the chaos, though, and then, you know, they create the problem and then need to create the solution. Because I'll tell you up front, the majority of the people that listen to this program do not believe the 9/11 happened the way that we were told. and the way that we are supposed and ordered to believe about 9/11.
Uh-huh.
They see a lot of things happening around the world that, wait a minute, it doesn't make any sense. And so because we question, because we are aware of those things, you know, when we come to talk to someone like a deputy U.S. Marshal and your book on chasing bandits, and I know this is a story of 10 bandits that you chased, and that the book is available on Amazon, ladies and gentlemen, that you describe in here what you did, and I understand that, and I understand the bandits. And in fact, why don't you tell us why it is that you don't call them good guys or bad guys? Why do you call them and refer to them as bandits?
Well, that's a Lukeism. Instead of calling them, you know, like a lot of guys just curse them and call them ignorant names and things. Again, I was kind of detached. My nickname was the preacher man when I was on the task forces. And I detached myself from that and say, you know what? Just very generically, these are people who have decided to make their living a different way, and they prey on other people in society, and they're bandits. That fits the description. It's very generic. Not unlike the movie The Fugitive, you know, when the Tommy Lee Jones character is addressed by the doctor, and the doctor says, hey, look, I'm innocent. And Tommy Lee says, I don't care. You know, I have a warrant for you, and you need to have your day in court and present that and you know, present your side of the evidence, as it were, so you detach yourself. Otherwise, chaos reigns, basically, I think. And chaos is not good.
Well, no, it's not. But, you know, and you are, you say, though, that the good guys, the bad guys, you say, I don't feel that every bandit is evil. That's why I call them bandits instead of bad guys, villains or whatever. You know, the government has taken up the term of terrorists, which they developed shortly after 9/11, to be the one term that all they have to do is give out that name, and that makes them a bad guy for sure, and nobody even questions it. You know, and I emailed the Justice Department, the FBI, and a lot of agencies after 9/11 and said, what is your official legal definition of terrorism or of terrorist? I could never get a response from any of them. And it seemed to me that that was the term used to make any of us a bad guy. And that's why I kind of like the idea that you had bandit as opposed to bad guy, terrorist, whatever. Because I think the government is using that term to scare the American public and also to categorize or relegate them to a certain category. You know, let me go back to, because I know you mentioned in your bio that you were involved in the Ruby Ridge militant standoff. And I happen, well, I'd like to know what role you played there and what you saw of Ruby Ridge that made for the need to kill that mother and child. What was it that you were, what did you see at Ruby Ridge?
Well, the Ruby Ridge standoff had actually started about 20 months prior to when Billy was killed up there. Billy was a friend of mine. He was a deputy U.S. Marshal out of Massachusetts, and he was a member of our special operations group. Excuse me. And Billy and I think five other deputies were up there at the time. If you look back what had happened prior to that, I do think that the government entrapped the fellow that was involved in that, Harris, on some weapons charges, which they shouldn't have done. And again, it's not the government, it's individual. So
are you talking about Randy Weaver?
Or something.
Are you talking about Randy Weaver? Are you talking about entrapping
right,
Randy Weaver?
Weaver and Harris, right. I think it was Harris that actually shot Billy. But Weaver, yeah. So the gun case that was presented, I think it was entrapment and it should have never happened. It did happen, and then he was taken and arrested, Weaver, and taken in front of a federal judge, and that judge allowed him back out on bond. Well, immediately when he went back out on bond, he thought that he was treated unfairly, and instead of hiring an attorney and meeting the case in court and presenting the evidence, he went back up on the mountaintop and then just barricaded himself in, and a siege basically started. And it lasted for about 20 months, the day that Billy was shot and killed up there. the deputies had gone up to watch the place, and they'd been doing that sporadically off and on for about 20 months, and they set up.
Wow, and then, 20 months. Okay, let's go to this four-minute break. We will be back with our guest today, Luke Adler, author of Chasing Bandits. It's available on Amazon. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Joyce Riley and the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. That's what it's all about. I want to play this dedicated to our guest today, Luke Adler, and also to all of those of you who served for the right reasons.
We
Thank you so much, Luke Adler, for joining us in the Power Hour today, and all of those of all of you who served in the Marines for the right reasons or any other military branch. I thank you all for joining us, and thank you, Luke Adler. Luke, your military experience, was it much like your law enforcement experience also?
A lot of similarities. I was in actually kind of during a bad time. It was under Jimmy Carter, and it was a tough time to be in the Marine Corps right after Vietnam. Things had taken a downswing. There wasn't much money for training, things like that. But it was a great time for me as a young man to be in. That's the one thing Jimmy Carter did was kind of make me a conservative. I enjoyed the Marine Corps. It's a great organization, very rich in history. I spent 4 years traveling within the different divisions of the Marine Corps. I spent my time in reconnaissance units, so I was jumping out of planes and helicopters and rappelling and climbing up in the mountains up in Alaska, diving out in the ocean, soft submarines, et cetera, et cetera. And for a young man, I went in the Marine Corps, Joyce, about 10 days after my 17th birthday.
Mm.
So it was a really good time for me and something that I really needed, a lot of guidance and direction and a great leadership, basically.
Well, you know, and I served in the military myself. I was a flight nurse in support of Desert Storm, and I've got to say that the military mission has changed somewhat. I don't want to get into that now because that's another whole issue, but the mission I see today is, you know, basically we're sending people over to countries we don't even know where they are, can't spell them, but we've got to kill them, though. And, I mean, that just has turned out, you know, to be the way that it is, and so sad that these troops today are totally different in their attitude toward mankind, really, than it used to be. That's my own personal opinion, my own editorial comment, but I see that changing tremendously. Let me go back to Ruby Ridge, because I happen to know Randy Weaver. I've had him on the show. There's a story that I hear from Randy that's totally different than what the story is that you tell me. But as you're saying, though, that 20 months, think of the cost and the expense to essentially set these people up for 20 months. What were they thinking? And is there any way you can convince me that this was not part of the gun grab, the beginning of the gun grab, to stop people from having weapons?
Well, I think that was a part of it. I think that you know, the ATF, and it's not the ATF organization, it's some individuals in there, they used a bad guy, a biker, to set Weaver up on some weapons charges. And it took him a long time to do that. And I think that he was entrapped, and that was the beginning of it, right? But once that happened and he came into custody, if you look back at the trial, when they actually went to trial, they were exonerated of all charges except for failure to appear on the original charge. That was the only thing that Weaver was convicted of, I believe. And that's the tragedy. You know, again, it's individuals in the government. The government's been usurped, I think, by carpetbaggers and career politicians who are in every level of government. And that's one of the huge problems. But up on Ruby Ridge, the Marshal Service was just strictly given the mission to, hey, you need to get this guy who jumped bail. You need to get him back into custody and bring him back down to face his day in court, basically. So that was our mission, and they went about that. I think they went about it wrong. But ended up in a shootout with Harris and Weaver. And when you had asked about the wife, when I was up there, the information that we were receiving, the things that we saw going on, they were barricaded inside that cabin.
Mm-hmm.
In a helicopter, actually, with the director of the one of our top guys in the Marshal Service, and one of the top FBI folks on the ground, went up in the helicopter to assess the situation.
Okay, hold it right there. Hold it right there. We're up in the helicopter. We'll be back. 3 minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Joyce Riley and Luke Adler. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. 33 minutes after the hour, please support the Power Mall. That's how we stay on the air. We bring you the absolute best products we can find, and they are outstanding. The Clean Teeth Toothpaste, no fluoride in it. Yeah, there is a problem with fluoride. If you don't know what it is, check it out, because fluoride is not good for you, doesn't need to be in toothpaste. Another lie we've been told. Get your toothpaste at the Power Mall. Call us at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. And, of course, if you go to the grocery store, you will see that it's all about fluoride in the toothpaste, and that's because that is part of the agenda, if you will. That's why there is no non-fluoride toothpaste at the grocery store. Just like sugar, made from chicory, tastes great, but none of the side effects of sugar. Also, we have a new hair care product with argan oil and oat beta glucan. It is a tea tree oil shampoo available at the Power Mall. Absolutely outstanding from Vitamir. And then we want you to support one of our listeners who created the Carriage Trade soaps. She makes the most beautiful soaps you have ever seen. And we have them at the Power Hour, and we support people starting their own business. Not the big corporate entities. We support the people that put the good products out with the good essential oils and items in them that are safe for you. Because guess what? We've been lied to about what's in our products also. And if you're starting to see a trend here that I talk about how we have been deluded and deceived, well, that's true. And that's why I do this radio show, to extract the truth from the falsehoods. And that's why we cover the news that CNN seems to lose here at the Power Hour. Joining me today in is Luke Adler. Chasing Bandits is the name of the book at Amazon. And you were at the helicopter above, perched above the Randy Weaver house, commonly referred to as a compound, but at the Randy Weaver house. And what took place then, Luke?
Well, actually, when they set the helicopter up, Weaver, Harris, and what we later found out to be was Weaver's daughter, came out of the cabin armed with long guns, and they pointed them in the direction of the helicopter. The helicopter pilot, he immediately saw that and thought, well, this is not good, and he flew out of the area, immediately buzzed out of the area. In the past, it was alleged that Weaver, Harris, and others had come out and actually shot at helicopters, news helicopters, that did the same thing, that kind of came over occasionally during that 20-month period. They would come out occasionally and see what was going on and film it. And allegedly, Weaver and others came out and actually took shots at it, which is illegal. So when that happened,
it's illegal. Wait a second. It's illegal to set people up also.
Well,
it's illegal to entrap people.
It is, and it should have never happened.
That's right.
That was the catalyst for all of this that went on. You know, and it was tragic. I agree. Absolutely. It should have never happened. But it did. And then, you know, with the Marshal Service, all those warrants come through our office, so we were given that mission. So back up on the hill, the helicopter came out, and when Harrison Weaver and his daughter came out and pointed guns at the helicopter flew back out of the area. Someone on the ground, a tactical person, said, hey, let's put our snipers up there around this facility and we'll send the helicopter back up. If they make threatening moves toward the helicopter again, we'll engage them. That's what happened. The FBI sniper saw that they were pointing their weapons at the helicopter to shoot at law enforcement and made the decision that he would take out Weaver and Harris, I believe. And once he shot that first shot, I think he actually hit Weaver and wounded him. And they turned, Weaver, Harris, and the daughter turned and fled back into the building. Now, at the time, the daughter, she looks just exactly like her mother. And we believe the information we were getting on the ground, I was right there on the ground, the information was that it was Weaver, Harris, and his wife that came out and were pointing the guns at the helicopter. So the first shot was taken. That trio turned and they fled back toward the cabin. A second shot was taken at Harris as he was entering the cabin. And it was that shot, which I believe hit him, but it also went through the door and hit the wife, who was standing inside the doorway and had held the door open. And that's how that tragedy happened.
And it is, truly a tragedy.
It's a horrible tragedy. And I think her body showed up on the porch maybe 2 days later. And it was about the same time that we found out that the son had also been shot on the original shooting incident when Billy was killed.
Mm-hmm.
And his body was found maybe a day before, wrapped in a shroud in an outbuilding up there in the cabin.
You say, yeah, it was terrible. It shouldn't have happened. His wife and his daughter were killed. Randy Weaver's wife and daughter were killed.
Well, his wife and son. His daughter was
killed. I mean, wife and son. Yeah, wife and son were killed. And the daughter still speaks out today, by the way, and is, you know, incredibly emotionally wounded, of course, from what happened.
Oh, I'll bet, yeah.
Yeah, and so is Randy. I mean, he was never the same after that. But, you know, it's one thing to say his wife and his son were killed, but if it had been your wife and your son, it would be a little bit different situation. And I just think that, you know, because there was public outcry over that and the Waco siege, and we could get into that also, you know, the Senate Subcommittee on Terrorism, Technology, and Government Information held a hearing and said the government needs to reform its ways. And then Jerry Spence, who we've had on the program also, made accusations of criminal wrongdoing against every agency involved in that incident, the FBI, the USMS, which you were a part of, correct?
Yes, yeah.
The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, and the United States Attorney's Office. And Jerry Spence was very outspoken on that issue. But, you know, two wrongs don't make a right. But, you know, as I understood from the daughter, she said that they were shooting that helicopter because they thought the helicopter was going to shoot them. So, you know, you're doing something illegal in the first place, and then they respond to it, and they're the bad guys, and they get killed because you've got more more men than they do. And for 20 months, look at the expense, Luke, that they went to try and entrap these people. And I know them, and I know that that's not their heart. That's not what they would have done. I mean, does anybody have any feeling about, wow, we should have never done that? That was horrible. Does anybody in those branches that I mentioned have concerns over what they did there?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. I don't know. I know that myself, being up there and looking at the evidence and watching and seeing exactly how it unfolded. You know, the original entrapment should have never happened, but it did. And once those warrants were issued and he was brought down into court, he had a time to have his day in court. The ironic thing is, you know, he had the cowboy counselor, Jerry Spence, who is an incredibly good attorney,
mm-hmm.
who probably never would have entertained the original case. And I'm sure that Weaver couldn't have afforded him.
Right.
But then once
right.
this thing blew up, you know, then Jerry came in. I think he came in pro se and took mm-hmm. the case. And they prevailed. Like I said, he prevailed. Weaver prevailed on everything. Harris was
right.
not found guilty of, you know, killing Billy or murder. And the only thing Weaver was found guilty of was failure to appear on that original charge. So had he abided by the law from that point on to say, hey, I didn't do anything right or wrong. These guys entrapped me, and come down into court and have your day in court.
Oh, come on. I mean, I want to believe you, Luke, but there's no way. There's no way I can imagine them saying I was entrapped. Oh, okay, well, let's look at your side of the case. I don't think that's going to happen. That doesn't happen in this day and age. It's always about the military is right and or law enforcement is right, and we're going to take these people down and we'll do everything we can to take them down. And that's what bothers me. I mean, look at Waco. I mean, Waco should have never happened either. They were never found guilty of anything, and yet look how many people died. But it was another one of those set-up situations. I'm going to open up the phone lines because I don't want this just to be my editorial comments. So if you have a question or comment you'd like to ask of Luke Adler, the phone number is 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923. Because so much more went on at Waco. Were you also involved with Waco?
I was not, because we were involved up in the Weaver incident.
Mm.
Those were other folks that went down to the Waco deal. And if you look at it, both of those things were kicked off by the same agency.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So, I mean,
was Lon Horiuchi involved in both of those scenarios?
No, he was not.
Just in Ruby Ridge, okay.
Yes.
Because after Waco burned, I got a call from one of the troops. Now, I'm the spokesperson for the American Gulf War Veterans Association, so I have a lot of contacts with military people. And he contacted me from Fort Hood, and he said, I just want you to know there's more to that story at Waco. They loaded on a Apache helicopter the day of the fire several Hellfire missiles. And he said, I'm the one that signed them out that day, and I'm the one that signed them in. And he said there were missing Hellfire missiles from that aircraft. And he said, I will testify anywhere, anytime, any place. And so I contacted the attorney in Houston who was handling the Waco survivors and or the Waco case. And he immediately drove up all night long to get his testimony and deposition, of which, conveniently, the judge would not allow into the trial. So there's a lot more here. There's more in the area of agenda that scares the living daylights out of me. And that that agenda will prevail regardless. And again, if you have a question or comment for Luke Adler, 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923. Let's talk about the Chattanooga military shooting there. What are your thoughts on that situation?
Well, another tragic situation. These unarmed, maybe one of them was armed inside the, the recruiting station. And you've got a guy who is brought up. He's actually, a naturalized citizen that comes to the United States from Kuwait. Someone gets into his head, gets into his mind for whatever reason, and then sends him basically out loose, it's going out there and wage war or jihad on our guys. And our military says to our guys that, hey, you can't be armed when you're out there in these positions, which is tragic. I don't understand
that. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
It's like we never learn.
No, it's like there's an agenda, and it's by design, because nobody's that stupid to say everybody else can be armed and you can have a CCW, but the military can't. I mean, that just doesn't make any sense. My question on that situation, though, is when we were given the report of what happened, the man at first was outside shooting inside the building. Well, I don't know how he was able to hit that many people inside and be that good a shot. It doesn't make any sense. And then later, we're told, well, he was sort of inside the building. But then it's never been made clear. Then with the Charleston, South Carolina situation, this kid allegedly was at a prayer meeting for an hour beforehand, and then he fires off, 17 rounds, and nobody stops him? Nobody comes to, none of those big, strong preachers stood up and grabbed him or anything? Just let him shoot? These stories are starting to not make any sense to those of us out here that are asking questions. Let me go to Johnny B. in Missouri. Let me take some phone calls here and see if anybody else has any questions. Johnny B., you are on with Luke Adler. Go ahead, please.
I got a couple of comments and a question, Joyce.
Okay, go.
Just that last exchange you all had, something came to my mind. I'm hearing undertones of the Nuremberg defense, just following orders, sir.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if you think about Timothy McVeigh, he was only following orders.
Mm-hmm.
The bombs that were put inside the Murrell building, McVeigh couldn't have possibly been involved in that.
That's right.
But it's just a thought. Okay. We were handing out materials. You know, Joyce, I give out materials as much as
possible. Okay, but make it real quick because we've got a lot of people that want to talk to him.
Okay, well, we had the guy that was with me seen a friend of his come up, and he knew that he had been about 25, almost 30 years in the State Highway Patrol. So we were asking him, how's everything going? And he said, well, I earlyed out. He had 28 years in, and he took early retirement. He said the last 5 years, they were asking him to do things that really troubled his conscience.
Hmm.
He said he had to come out because over the next 2 or 3 years, there's stuff coming that he couldn't possibly do.
Interesting.
His comment was, I'm scared to death of what these children are going to do with what's coming forward.
All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. Thank you. No, I got to move on. I don't have enough time for everybody to have a lot of time. I want to get to Mike in Tennessee, but thank you, Johnny B. Mike in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. I have heard multiple times this illusion of they get their day in court. Is that somehow the redeeming way that the government gets to set things right? Sir, if you've ever been into any court, you realize that the judge controls the evidence, controls the jury, and there is no such thing as due process. As a former political prisoner, I can tell you personally, you do not get your day in court. That is an illusion and a lie. And with all due respect, sir, if you're aware of the Weaver case, once they kill the man's dog, he's dead. Running over his carcass and rutting him up with tires of these trucks repeatedly until there's nothing but a stain, sir, that's just evil. And if you did not stop and arrest these people as an officer who's taken an oath to prevent crime, when you see your brethren committing crime and you do nothing, that speaks volumes, and I would say that you would be complicit.
Well, Mike, thank you very much. Mike was a former political prisoner. He ran for office against somebody he probably shouldn't have run against, and that's what happened to him. Mike's very bright, knows the system inside and out. And, you know, our people now are waking up. People are saying, wait a minute, this is not right. You don't arrest a five-year-old for making a gun with Play-Doh. You don't, you know, all these stories that are happening, taking children away because their father was on a supplement. I mean, this kind of stuff has got to stop. And you're saying, well, we're a nation of laws. Well, do more laws make for more freedom? I mean, look at the IRS code, 17,000 pages. Now, is that enough to confuse every human being in this country? Absolutely, and that's the goal of it. So everybody's guilty of something. Everyone is guilty of something. And because there are not a lot of people standing up and speaking out to you, you may not know this exists from people like us. But we got a three-minute break. We'll be back after that three-minute break. And I want you to tell us, what will people learn from Chasing Bandits? Why will they want to read Chasing Bandits? We'll be back after this. 3 minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Call today and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. Call 844-MY-GOLD-2. That's the number 2. 844-MY-GOLD-2.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world. You know, these kinds of issues get us really, well, they really make us think a lot. And especially when we talk to someone like Luke Adler, who I respect this man. I respect him for what he's done, for what he believes in. He was called the preacher at one time. I believe that these people think they're doing the right thing. But the ability to set people up is so well done in the military and law enforcement. I mean, we know now that 90% of all the terrorist issues, they've been set up. And it's been created by the government. And I just have to say, Luke, you know, I was a captain in the Air Force. I was a KTOM whistleblower. I came out with the incredible amount of Medicare fraud that was being done, and Medicare didn't even care, I found out later. But I took the case forward because it was on principle. I exposed the selling of biologicals and chemicals to Iraq, the Department of Defense, prior to the Gulf War, the experimental vaccines that were being done, and I'm the kind of person the SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center, attacks. They've already attacked me. You can go to their website and see where they've attacked me because I'm asking questions and saying, wait a minute, this is wrong. What's right is right and what is wrong. And if you are one of those people that says, man, she needs to be put out of her misery, well, I got stage 4 cancer thanks to the Gulf War. So, you know, some people think it won't be long. But the idea is I have nothing to lose except for freedom. And I don't want to be part of those people that are not the messenger on the wall. I want to do everything I can to expose it. And I know that I am dumping all this on you because you had on your bio Ruby Ridge. And I know that you did a lot of right things during the time that you served. And I guess it just makes me want to feel that you now see that maybe there are a lot of things that are not right that are going on and that we're making some headway in saying, wait a minute, you can't treat people and dogs like that. And I'd just like your response to that, please.
Yeah, well, I don't disagree with you on some of these things. You know, I used to jokingly say on my last few months on the terrorism task force that I would have to set a mirror up on top of my desk so I could keep an eye on myself, because I'm the kind of guy that they were describing that are, you know, are the problem, and these are the guys that we need to watch, guys who have been in prior military, you know, middle-aged white guy. And I'm thinking, geez, this is scary. You know, if I have certain bumper sticker or I'm a life member of the NRA, those things they don't like, and so all of a sudden I become the focus of their attention. So I don't disagree on some of that thing. On the dog, you know, the gentleman that called in from Tennessee, I was up there and I saw Weaver's dog. I never saw any of that, anyone driving over it. The dog was intact when we pulled it off the crime scene, actually. So I'm not sure exactly what he's talking about.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that then. That may have been a fabricated part of the story. I don't know.
I think it must have been, or it's a rumor that got spread and went off. That was a huge dog. It was a very, very large dog. I saw the dog with my own eyes, and it doesn't appear that anyone ever drove over the dog. So I'm not sure exactly what he's talking
about.
Okay,
well, I'm glad to hear that. But, you know, and that we could talk about Waco, Oklahoma City bombing. All of these things seem to have the government at the center of it. 9/11, all of them. There is a corrupt government. And for people who don't want to admit that, I mean, that's where we are butting our heads against each other, because right versus wrong and the government being corrupt, someone's going to have to finally admit that this needs to come down around the shoulders of everybody and we have to start all over again.
Well, the government, quite frankly, Joyce, does set up its own problems quite often. I sat up on the original tower bombing trial back in the 90s when Ramzi Youssef, you know, had built the bomb that was placed in the basement of the building.
Oh, really? Okay, let's talk about that after this 1 minute, 10 second break. We've got about 5 more minutes with our guest today, Luke Adler. He's a good sport. I really appreciate him. Deputy U.S. Marshal, retired. We'll be right back. Stay tuned to The Power.